Know the Ferrari Wealth Management more than investing. Today's podcast comes from a Commonwealth piece titled, Six Best Practices to Protect Your Confidential Information. Although there is a vast amount of technology available that is designed to safeguard your devices and personal information, that information is still vulnerable to cyber criminals and identity thieves. In fact, security breaches are not always due to weakness in technology control. Sometimes they are a result of action or inaction of the user, you. Therefore, you are one of the best lines of defense against cybercrime. The following is part of a best practice to do your part in keeping your personal information safe and secure. So number one is to build strong passwords, obviously. It's important to create strong passwords for all of your online accounts. But what exactly does this mean? A strong password contains both upper and lowercase characters, as well as digits and punctuation. Is at least 8 characters long, is not a word in any language, slang, dialect, or jargon, is not based on personal information, names of family members, and so on. A good rule of thumb is that a password should be hard to guess but easy to remember. Now, number two is to use multi-factor authentication. A user ID and strong password alone are not sufficient protections for securing web accounts. Multi-factor authentication, one of the simplest and most effective ways to secure your data, adds an extra layer of protection. With multi-factor authentication, users must provide 2 forms of identification in order to log into a site. So here's how it works. After a user enters a user ID and password, the website will send a passcode to the user's mobile device. He or she must then enter this code on the site, ensuring that only the individual can sign into the account. The third being, be suspicious of unsolicited emails. Be wary of any emails that convey a sense of doom and gloom or that they claim immediate action is required. Grammar mistakes, spelling errors, and generic salutations are also red flags. Perhaps the most important, scrutinize those emails that contain links and attachment from sources you don't know, and unfortunately even from sources you do know. It's quite easy for cyber criminals to craft a legitimate looking email in the hopes that you'll be fooled into thinking it came from a company you do business with or from a friend. To protect yourself from this scenario, don't hesitate to verify. Number four is to protect your mobile devices. Outdated software can leave your mobile devices open to security vulnerabilities. By keeping your apps and mobile operating system software up to date, you can mitigate the risk of a cyber criminal exploiting a hole in your system. Most devices simplify this process for you by offering automatic update options for apps, as well as notification systems that will let you know as soon as an operating system update is available. Another mobile device necessity is to do your homework, making sure that the apps you're downloading are from a reputable company. Number five is to engage in safe web browsing. Keep your browser up to date and critical in preventing malware. An out-of-date browser can open up security gaps that cyber criminals will take advantage of. Be alert to pop-ups and advertisements. Both could be spyware used to plant tracking cookies on your machine, which can steal your information, direct you to bogus phishing sites, and pummel you with pop-ups. When transmitting personally identifiable or payment information, you can assure that you are on a secure site by checking for the https://, before the site name you are on. When on a public Wi-Fi networks, consider connecting through a personal and virtual private network, or VPN, and disconnect auto-connect. This way, your device won't automatically connect to found public networks. And finally, number six, stay vigilant. Although advanced technology today is certainly a safeguard and buffer to keep cyber criminals at bay, it's critical to remember that you are in the first line of defense of keeping your data safe and secure. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.